Moody Bible Institute, and there was a professor who taught the Gospel of John, and he would lecture for an hour and a half. And then every following class, he would give a five-question quiz. If you miss one, you have a passing grade. If you miss two, you're sunk. That was a real challenge. Now, you're going to grade your own paper today, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to take this quiz, and this is all directly out of the notes from last week. So, number one, what we have is verses 7 and 16 of Ephesians 4. They are the bookends of the mission of the church. To each one of us, what has been given? Every blank does its blank. Those are the bookends of the mission of the church. To each one of us, blank has been given. Every blank does its blank. It sounds funny when you just put blank in there, doesn't it? All right, number two. Number two gives you an answer for number one. You see, I'm not that hard of a teacher, am I? All right, this grace is a gift. It should be viewed like a what? Hey, don't be saying the answers out loud. It should be viewed like what that each one puts to work. Number three, what are the three words of the GBC mission? They were introduced in the message last week, just exactly in the form that you have there in that quiz. The three words, if you have today's notes, you already have one of those answers. I'm such a nice guy, aren't I? Okay, a couple of definitions. The work of the ministry is speaking the truth in love. That is the work of the ministry. Number four, truth is information about God's what and what. Truth is information about God's what and what. And then number five, love is your what in another person for two words. Okay, now you don't need to bother to find a red pen because I know you all got them right. Right? Okay, number one, to each one of us, grace has been given. Every what? Part does its. How many of you got that right? Okay, we got work to do. All right, to each one of us, grace has been given. Every part does its share. So a quiz is a good learning experience now, all right? The first part of that is verse 7 of Ephesians 4. To each one of us, grace has been given. And then the other bookend is in verse 16. Every part does its share. Okay, number two. This grace is a gift. It should be viewed like a tool that each one puts to work. You have been, if you are in Christ, you are in the church. You have been baptized in the body of Christ. You have been granted and entrusted a tool that God is trusting you to put to work in the church. Number three, what are the three words of the GBC mission? Do we have a taker? They were in right out of your notes last week. The three words of the GBC mission. Connect, grow, and serve. We have some happy students among us. Would you say those three words with me, please? Connect, grow, serve. That's why we're here. That is the intent that we have as Grace Bible Church. And that is the intent, the expectation that we have for every individual of Grace Bible Church. That there is a reasonable expectation that every one of us individually will connect, we will grow, and we will serve. Movement in that direction. That is the mission statement, three words of Grace Bible Church. Say them with me again, please. Connect, grow, serve. All right. The work of the ministry is speaking the truth in love. Truth is information about God's character and, okay, who God is and what He's about, what He is doing. Truth is information about God's character and purpose, who He is and what He is doing. Number five, love is your investment in another person for Godward movement. All right, I want you to say that definition with me, if you would, please. Number five, love is your investment in another person for Godward movement. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is to meditate on that and flesh that out. What does that look like? Your investment in another person for Godward movement. Because that's the job, that's the work that God is doing. He is drawing people to Himself, believers and unbelievers. As believers, we already belong to Him, but He is drawing us ever closer into deeper fellowship with Him and knowledge of Him. And I have a crucial role in your Godward movement. But the truth is, every one of you individually has a crucial role in each other's Godward movement. That's the purpose of the church. That is love. That's when we speak the truth in love. That's what's going on. Okay? Who got 100? Hey, we got some smart people. I think it was all my family with their hands up. Okay. I encourage you to engage as we walk through this, the mission of Grace Bible Church. Our text for today is 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. So I would like you to turn there with me, please. Our focus today is the first word of the GBC mission. What are the three words of the GBC mission? I love repetition, don't you? And we're going to be focusing on connect. What does connect mean? So when we, in the future, we communicate the word connect, after today, hopefully, you'll have a really good idea of, in a split second, be able to unpack everything that's involved in the word connect when we say connect. Because that's our mission. That's what we're about. And I'm drawing this from 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Now, read that with me right now. Look at as I read it. We read it already this morning. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. Now, what is it? That's truth. That's information about God's character and purpose, right? That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. That's connecting. Now, we read John 17 earlier. Who was praying that prayer? Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? He is God's Son, and He is also your Creator. Think about that. And this is what He prayed. This is John 17 reveals the Creator's heart. This is His desire. He wants us to connect to Him and us to each other. He wants us to connect to Him and us to each other. Our connection to each other is a natural outflow of our connection with Him. You see how that works? So there's two directions, two dimensions of connection when we talk about our mission to connect. That we connect with Him and then with each other. Now this word, connect, it is the idea of community. It is a foundational element in the mission of the church that we connect, this idea of community. Now, defining the word connect, very simply, it means to become joined. To connect means to become joined. In relational terms, it speaks of a shared experience, to be united with. Remember in our teachings of Romans chapter 6, it brings out very clearly that by placing our faith in Christ, we are united with Christ in His death and resurrection. That's connection. Therefore, the mission of the church is that people become united with Christ in His death and resurrection. Okay? To become joined, to have a shared experience that I, as a person, will be able to say, because I've placed my faith in Christ, His history becomes mine. His death and His resurrection and His glorification. And when we are united, the movement of one influences another. This is such an important idea about this connection. Because when two become joined, the movement of one influences the other. Therefore, when I become united with Christ, He becomes my primary influence in life. Because I'm united with Him. There's the idea of this connection, these relationships, about what we can benefit from each other. And you mothers may appreciate this on Mother's Day, but there was a 15-year-old boy. At the end of the day, he found his mother in bed, and he was suddenly seized with concern. "Mom, are you sick or something?" "Well, as a matter of fact," his mother replied very weakly, she says, "I'm not feeling too well." "I'm sorry, Mom," the boy responded with a furrowed brow. And after a brief pause, he then said, "Don't you worry a bit about dinner, Mom. I'm getting pretty big now. I'll be happy to carry you downstairs to the stove." He had something to learn. What could he give? But the movement of one, to become joined, the movement of one influences another. Now, this is the word that we have. We're using the word connect, but it is really the word fellowship that we have in 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Fellowship. Sometimes a difficult word to define, isn't it? And sometimes we think fellowship is just when we're in the same room eating food. That's fellowship. This is assuming the fellowship position, right? You've got a coffee cup in your hand. If you're doing that, you're fellowshipping. Let me offer you a deep definition of fellowship that is the intent of 1 John chapter 1, and it is the intent of the word connect in our mission. This is what connecting means. Not only is it a shared experience in connecting, but it is also shared benefits. Let me divert here for just a minute. If you remember 1 Corinthians 12, it uses the metaphor of a body for the church. And the body has many different parts, but all of those parts actually benefit each other. Why? Because there's such a diversity. This hand benefits this mouth. How? By getting food to the mouth. See? And so there is a mutual benefit in fellowship. It's not just a shared experience, but a shared benefit. And that benefit, of course, comes from God Himself. So, as John says in 1 John 1, verse 3, "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." This is what he means by fellowship. What is gained from the Father and the Son, what I gain from the Father and the Son, is shared with each other. What is gained from the Father and the Son is shared with each other. Our relation to the Father and Son through His Spirit becomes the spring of our mutual interaction. Our encounter with the eternal person, hence relationship, Our encounter with the eternal person becomes the wellspring of our personal encounters with each other. That is fellowship. What I gain from my communion with God, I freely and spontaneously share with you, and it's done mutually. That is genuine fellowship. It's not just being in proximity to each other. It's what I have gained from the Father and the Son that I share with you and you share with me. That's fellowship. That's what we're about right here this morning. And so John says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. And we can each say that individually, that you may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So when we say connect in our mission of Grace Bible Church, when we say connect, there are two connections, and there one of them is a primary connection. And the primary connection comes at the end of verse 3, and that is with the Father and with His Son. Just quoting the words from Scripture. The primary connection for every individual is with the Father and with the Son. Truth is, you cannot be connected to the Father without being connected to the Son. See? And the Lord made that very clear, that there is no salvation in any other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we can and must be reconciled to the Father. So that primary connection happens, first of all, through conversion. When somebody comes to faith in Christ, is that not a key element of the mission of Grace Bible Church, that people come to faith in Jesus Christ? It is. It ought to be. And so when we say the word connect, we want people to connect with God. It's like the power side. In Romans 6, we're talking about the kite. The unregenerate person is a person who has cut the kite string thinking they are free, and a kite that is not held up by the kite string is bound to be caught in the bushes, in the briars. And it cannot free itself. The only way it can be freed is if that string is tied and it is pulled out of the bondage of that briar bush. So to connect with God, to be reconciled to God, means that that kite string becomes tied and one comes under the control of God. Now, if you are to be under the control of God, if there is a kite up in the wind and there is a string attached to it, there has to be a tightness to that string, because if it gets loose, then you lose all control over the kite. And so we are called to keep that connection tight. So once again, in our connection with the Father and with His Son, first of all, you come to Christ in faith. You connect with God through Jesus Christ. And then secondly, as believers, you keep that connection tight. Because in that tight connection alone, will you truly be under the influence and leadership and authority of God. Because if you let it loose, you will not be under His control. Keep that connection tight. So the biblical command that we draw near to God, is all a part of this connection. Draw near to God. You see, here's the process. You surrender to Him in faith. Connection to God means you surrender to Him in faith. You surrender to Jesus Christ in faith. And as you do that, then you get to know Him. And as you grow in Him and as you know Him, then you will delight in Him. Dare I say that it ought to be the mission of this church that we be a people that delight in God? That's wrapped up in the word connect. I want you to be a people that delights in God. Why? Because that delight is life transforming, but it also makes the church contagious. It makes the church inherently evangelistic when the church delights in God. The fourth bullet point there under the primary connection is this: God is the point. You probably figured that out already, didn't you? God is the point. And the mission of Grace Bible Church is to communicate the message that God is the point. And it is necessary for every individual to enter into that connection with God. Why is God the point? The metaphors that we've used often. Because if you are not connected to God, it is tantamount to the branch broken off from the tree. The branch that is broken off from the tree is what? It is dead. It cannot produce. Electronic equipment. You have a computer. So long as that computer is not plugged into the power source, it is absolutely useless in the grand scheme of things. You see, this is the design and purpose of humanity, that God is the point, that we are connected with Him, because without this connection to God, listen, life doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. Regardless of how many people out there that might be that look successful and happy, without connection to God, they are in despair. So what does Paul say in 2 Corinthians 5? He says these words, "We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." That is the main mission of Grace Bible Church. Be reconciled to God. That's a very positive view, isn't it? It's let that string be tied so God can pull you out of the bondage of that briar patch. Be reconciled to God. It's an invitation. So that is the primary connection. And then as I am reconciled to God, I get to know Him and I delight in Him. That's the primary connection. The secondary connection then, and by secondary, we mean mostly resulting, the resulting connection of the primary connection. When we say connect in our mission of Grace Bible Church, first of all, the primary connection is that you are reconciled to God, that you grow, that you delight in Him. The secondary connection is, as John says, 1 John 1:3, that you may have fellowship with us. He does the work of the ministry that you may have fellowship with us. To be drawn into the community of God's people. John says something else later on towards the end of his brief letter. In 1 John chapter 5, in verse 1, he says, "He who loves God also loves him who is begotten of God." So in other words, to say that I love God means that I love everyone that is born of God. You see, that loving everyone that is born of God is a natural outflow of my love for God. That's the two dimensions of connection. There's the vertical and there's the horizontal. The primary connection is the vertical. And the outflow of that connection is the horizontal connection with those who also love God and are connected to Him. That connection, that's the secondary, the resulting connection. Why is that? Because there is a common bond. And so to love everyone that is begotten of God, that takes us back once again to our definition of love that was on your quiz this morning, that was in the notes last week. Fill it out again. Learn this. One reason why I'm really stressing this is because love is such an abused and dumbed down word in our culture today. There is a reason why in the Greek, the Koine Greek, there were five words for love. We use one word for all five meanings. We love chocolate and we love mom. There's something wrong there, okay? Because if I love mom as much as I love chocolate, or if I love chocolate as much as I love mom, there's something really wrong with how I love. Okay? What does love mean? Love is your investment in another person for Godward movement. Because that's God's purpose. It's God's purpose for them. It's God's purpose for me. Godward movement. Love is your investment in another person for Godward movement. I read something from Max Lucado this week. He says this: every Thursday during a Young Life summer camp, 400 students make the 14,000-foot climb up Colorado's Mount Chrysolite. Several Young Life leaders and I walk with them. On one of those trips, somewhere around the number 4,000, a student named Matthew decided to call it quits. I coaxed him, begged him, negotiated a plan with him, 30 steps of walking, 60 seconds of rest. Finally, we stopped within 1,000 feet of the peak, but the last stretch of the trail rose up as straight as a fireman's ladder. We got serious. Two guys came up beside Matt, each taking an arm. I pushed from the rear. We all but dragged Matt past the timberline and to the awesome view at the top. That's when we heard the applause. 400 campers on the crest gave Matt a sound standing ovation. As I slumped down to rest, a thought stream rolled my way. There it is, a perfect picture of God's plan. Do all you can to push each other to the top. That's the church. That is love. That is connection. That is speaking the truth in love. To push each other to the top. What is that top for us? What is God's purpose for your life individually? What is God's will for your life? Do you know what it is? I do. It is for you to be conformed to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. And through the connection of the church, we come alongside each other and sometimes push each other from behind to the top. Godward movement. It is a necessary connection because each one of us plays a vital role in the Godward movement of each other. That's the design of the church. This is the importance of that connection. That requires, of course, that primary connection and then the outflow, that secondary connection. There's a reason why in Scripture, the authors of Scriptures use the metaphor of a body. And think about it. And I used this before. This body stands before you as one entire whole. It is more than just the sum of its parts. Now think about what that means for the church. The church is comprised of many individual members and friends, attendees, okay? The church is more than just the sum of its parts, just like this body is more than the sum of its parts. Because wherever this body goes, every part of it is moving in the same direction, and every part of it is functioning in a complementary way to the purpose of the whole body. That's the importance of this level of connection and why the metaphor of a body is used in the church. The church is more than just an association of people. It is interdependent movement, vitally connected. Vitally connected. So if we were to look back at the words of Jesus as penned by John, the Apostle John, in John 13, verses 34 and 35, just after he had washed the feet of his disciples, he says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you." And that's where the definition of love comes. Investment in another person for Godward movement, because that's exactly what Jesus did for me. And it's clearly outlined in Philippians chapter 2 and 1 Peter 3:18. So what we have then in the church, in that common bond, is a common bond. That because I am connected with God and Jesus Christ and you are connected with Him, then we have a common bond. And what it means that because I am connected to God and Tim is connected to God, what does that mean about Tim and me? We're connected to each other. It's a natural connection. And that is what I have to recognize. It is what I have to pursue and develop. And therefore, Tim and I walk together. Which way? Godward. Godward. That's the intent of the church. So this common bond, then, means that we are bonded to each other. Filling out the blanks in your notes there. The common bond means that we are bonded to each other. And when Tim and I walk together in a Godward direction, then what happens? Christ is magnified. And when Christ is magnified, others are attracted to the Christian bond. That means that that is the natural evangelism of the church. That is the natural evangelism of the church. That as we love one another, because that's exactly what the Lord said in John 13:35, by this all will know that you are my disciples because you love one another. He's not talking about how you feel about each other. He's talking about the fact that these people walk together and invest themselves in each other to move in a Godward direction, to become like this Jesus Christ who walked on earth. That's the mission of the church. You see, this is all of this is wrapped up in this word, connect. It's so important. It's vital. We cannot be the church without this kind of connection. And it is my desire that we be the church. I hope it is yours too. Now, this implies movement. This implies movement or change, because none of us has arrived yet in being perfectly conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Nobody's there yet, and we will not be until we are face to face with Him. But we are moving in that direction, and we move with each other. We help each other to get to the top. The implication here is movement, that each member of the church ought to sense and recognize personal movement in this direction. This becomes then the objective in the mission of Grace Bible Church, wrapped up in this word, connect. That each person, each one of you sitting in these chairs here today, and myself standing up here before you, that each one of us senses and recognizes personal movement in this direction. Now, last week I said something pretty striking, and it may have taken some of you by surprise. It had something to do with change. Now, let me better define that for you. As we pursue the objectives, connect, grow, serve, of the mission of Grace Bible Church, it is the reasonable expectation that every single one of us is moving, growing, developing, that each one of us is connecting and growing and serving. And day by day, week by week, we are becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. And there is a reasonable expectation that every one of us is participating in that and encouraging each other in that direction. There are many churches out there today where you can come in, sit down, absorb, go home, and never be changed. And here's what I'm affirming. We don't want to be that church. It is not the mission of the church to simply absorb like a sponge and never be changed. It is our mission for each one of us individually to connect, to grow, and to serve. And if you think you are going to be able to come here and just sit and absorb and never be changed, there's probably going to get to be the point where you're going to be uncomfortable.